感谢主，给我有个机会到弟兄姊妹当中来。
Thank the Lord that giving me the opportunity to come before brothers and sisters.
有些弟兄姊妹，我们在一些特会当中，我们都见过面。
We have seen some brothers and sisters among some conferences.
大部分我都还不认识。
But I'm not familiar with most of you.
感谢主，给我们都有主的生命。
But thank the Lord that He has given us His life.
我们能够在主的面前一同有交通，一同有彼此的激励。
So together we can share and also encourage each other.
我们先来读一些的圣经。
Let's read few places of scriptures together.
翻到以赛亚书。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第四十三章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书第四十三章第十到十二节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10 through 12.
这里说，耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。既是这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华。在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。
You are my witness, says the Lord.And my servant whom I have chosen, and you may know that and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me.
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾说明，并且在你们中间没有别神。所以耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我也是神。
I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared, and have saved, and have showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witness, says the Lord, that I am God.
我们再翻到新约的《使徒行传》。
And let's turn to the New Testament book, Acts.
大家很熟悉的一节圣经，第一章第八节。
The verse that everyone is familiar with, chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节，这里说，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Chapter 1, verse 8.But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the outermost part of the earth.
我们知道中文只写说做我的见证，但是原文是说做我的见证人。
In the Chinese version, it says be my testimony, but in the original text, it says be my witnesses.
所以我今天愿意跟大家弟兄姊妹交通到做主的见证人。
So today I would like to fellowship with brothers and sisters, be Lord's witness.
什么叫做见证人呢？
So what does it mean by witness?
见证人乃是把你所认识的跟你所知道的那个事和人述说出来。
To be witness is to describe and to share upon what you know or what you understand. Or what you have experienced.
我们知道住在美国哈。
We know that as we live in the
United States. 如果我们看到一些事情发生或者有人杀了人，我们一定要举报。
If we have seen something happen or someone killed another person, we definitely have to.
也在美国的法律里面，你不举报，我们就犯法。
Because in the American law, if you do not testify, then we become commit the crime.
主耶稣今天把一个很大的责任托给我们。
Lord Jesus has entrusted us with a great entrustment.
要把我们对主的认识与经历要述说。
So we have to tell upon what we know and our experiences from the Lord.
但我今天的负担呢？我不讲这一方面。
But my burden today, I will not talk about this.
你知道，做主的见证人这个题目很大。
This is a great topic to be his witness.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通的，乃是说我们对主的认识有多少。
What I would like to share with brothers and sisters is that how much we know of our Lord.
我们真的能够见证我们的主是哪一位的主吗？
Can we truly witness? what kind of Lord he is.
很多年前有这样的事情发生。
Many years ago, something happened.
那是很久以前的哈。
That was a long time ago.
有一个晚上，有一个火车把一个人撞死。
There was a night that train crash killed someone.
那时候还没有说灯啊，交通灯摆在上面，是用人举起来的。
Back then, there was still no traffic lights. It was by manpower to lift something up.
所以因为撞死人了，那个负责举灯的那一个被控诉。
Because the train killed the person, therefore the one who was holding the light was being accused.
那个法官问他，你的工作是什么？
So the judge asked him, what is your job?
他说我的工作是负责把灯举起来的。
He said that my job was to be responsible to hold up the light.
如果有火车过的话，我一定要举起个红灯，告诉人不可以过这条路。
Whenever the train passed by, I shall lift up the red light to tell people you cannot pass by.
法官就问他了，那你那天你有没有举起那个红灯？
Then the judge asked him, so did you lift up the red light that day?
他说我有。
He said I did.
律师们也问他你有没有举起来，他说我有，我坚决说我有。
And the attorneys also asked him, so did you lift up the light? And he said I did.
说他们就让他过了。
So they let him go pass by pass.
第二天铁路局长来找他。
The next day the chief of the railway
他说啊
asked him,
我们都为你捏了一身冷汗。
He said, we were so nervous for you.
大家会不会知道啊，他有举灯，但是还是有人撞死了。
But you know that he did lift the light, but still someone got killed.
什么原因呢？
Why was it?
这个举灯的，他就对那个铁路局长说。
So the one who was responsible for holding the light told the chief of the railway.
他说我灯是真的有举的。
He said, truly, I did hold up the light.
那是律师跟法官没有继续问下去。
But the judge and the lawyers did not continue to ask me.
他说你的灯是，如果你的灯有没有亮？
If they ask, but was your light light up?
他说如果他再问下去的，我只能够诚实说，那个灯没有亮。
If they continue to ask like this, then I have to be honest saying the light was not letting up.
换句话说，它是有灯，但是不发光。
So on the other words, truly there was the light, but it was not lighting up.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人。
Brothers and sisters, for each one of us saved by grace.
我们主耶稣说，你们是世上的光。
The Lord Jesus said that you are the light of the world.
但是我们今天要问一个问题。
But today we have to ask a question.
我们有没有发光？
Are we truly lighting up?
过去也有这样的事情。
Or also something like this.
有一个姊妹嫁给一个很有为的青年。
A sister got married to a very brilliant young man.
这个青年当然还没信主了。
So this young man, of course, has not yet believed the Lord.
五年后。这个姊妹跟她的先生说
，The sister told her husband，
她说，哎，这五年的婚姻我很满意。
I was truly satisfied with those 5 years of marriage。
你对我都很好。
And you are truly very nice to me。
我今天有一个请求。
Today I have a request。
先生说，哇，五年后你有什么请求啊
？So the husband said, what's your request after 5 years？
她说。我请求你好不好接受耶稣做你的来信耶稣。
She said, I do plead you, please believe on Jesus.
这时候先生说我差点忘记你是信耶稣的。
Then the husband said, I almost forgot that you believe in Jesus.
他说我问你几个问题哈。
Let me ask you a few questions.
他说你们信耶稣的杀不杀人？
He said that, so for those of you believe on Jesus, do you kill people?
他说我，那姊妹说我不杀人。
She said, no, I don't kill.
我先生说，哎，我也不杀人。
So the husband said, me neither.
他说，你们信耶稣的偷不偷人的东西？
So he said that, for those of you believe on Jesus, do you steal?
那姊妹说我不偷的。
She said, no, I don't steal.
那先生说，我也不偷。
And the husband said, me neither.
继续问了，他说，你们信耶稣的讲不讲假话？
So he continued to ask those of you believe on Jesus, do you lie?
啊，这姊妹开始想一想哈。
And the sisters started to think a little bit.
她说啊，这个在某一些的环境里面啊，可能还是需要讲一讲这个为着、啊、对人好嘛，这个讲一讲假话。
She said under certain circumstances that for the good of the other people, maybe still need to say this.
这座先生说、啊、我跟你也一样，我也是这样子才会讲假话。
And the husband said, the same, under circumstances, I talk about lies.
他说你们信耶稣打不打麻将?
Then he asked, those of you believe on Jesus, do you play mahjong?
哦，这姊妹再继续想久一点哈。
And the sister took longer to think about it.
他说有时候我做客到人家的家里，他们三缺一，哎呀，这个盛情难却，就上去玩两下了。
She said that whenever I'm the guest of another house, since they are missing one person for mahjong, so I just, I could not resist, so I play.
所以说先生说、啊、我跟你也是一样。
And the husband said, so am I.
他说我问你这许多的问题，你跟我完全一样。
He said that I ask you so many questions, and you are the exactly same as me.
请你告诉我为什么我要信耶稣。
So please tell me that why do I have to believe unto Jesus?
这个做姊妹的从来没这样被问过这样的问题。
The sister has never been asked this kind of question.
说她那一天突然间被光照了，她非常的难过。
So that day she was being enlightened and she felt really sorrowful.
感谢主啊，因着她被主光照了，所以啊，这个她对她先生说：“我愿意今天好好活在主的面前。”
Thank the Lord because she was being enlightened, so she told her husband that today I'm willing to live before the Lord.
六个月之后，她先生起来做见证。
After 6 months, her husband stood up to testify.
他说：“我终于发现信耶稣跟不信耶稣有分别的。”
He said, "Finally, I realized that there is a difference for those non-believers and those who believe unto Jesus."
弟兄姊妹，我们今天已经都蒙主的恩。
Brothers and sisters, today we have been saved by His grace.
我们活在地上，我们就在做一个见证。
As we live on earth, we are here being His witness.
不管你是知道的啊，这个 conscious or unconscious 啊，不管你是知道你在做见证，我不知道，我们都在做一个见证。
Whether conscious or unconscious, we are truly being a witness.
如果更负面，搞不好我们在做很多负啊反见证。
And negatively speaking, probably we might even do some negative testimony.
我们也可能听了许多的道。
Probably we have listened to many messages.
但是我们今天要问，这些的话是不是已经成为我们的？
But today we have to ask, have those words become ours?
还是这些话我们都是二手货？
Or these are we just receive second hand.
我们只是传达的，根本我们不知道我们在讲什么。
We are just passing them. We truly don't even know what we are talking about.
所以我今天的负担呢，乃是愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们今天做主见证所会遇到的难处。
So today my burden is to share with brothers and sisters the difficulties we will encounter for being His witness.
这可能很多好不好，我把它综合的啊提三件事情。
To summarize, I will share upon three things.
第一个，对我们的为主做见证很难的，乃是世界的吸引与影响。
The first point, one of the difficulties for us to testify for the Lord is the attraction and the impact from the world.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们说，第二节哈，他说那时在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 2, it says that, where in time past you walk according to the course of this world.
他说那时乃是讲到过去。
It talks about in the past.
但是他为什么写在哪里说，你们过去是如此，乃是说你今天可能还是如此。
But why did it written here is that it means that you did that in the past, but probably you do the same today.
什么叫做今世的风俗？
What are the course of this world?
我们知道今世的风俗来讲到是今天世界的人生观与价值观。
The course of the world means the attitude and the value of this world.
如果今天随便问一个人哈，我说，哎，你生活忙吗？
If I just pick anyone to ask, are you busy in your life?
我相信没有人会告诉我他不忙的。
I think there's no one who tell me no, he's not busy.
忙已经成为我们生活就是这样子。
Being busy already become our norms in life.
但是我们发现他们大家忙啊，有几个啊几个点啊，但是我一个为着拼命的赚钱，第二个为着拼命的享受。
But I realized as being busy, one point is that we try our best to earn money, and the other one is we try our best to enjoy.
我有个邻居啊，夫妻两个没有孩子。
I have a neighbor, a couple, they do not have children.
他们都很努力的在赚钱。
They really try all their effort to earn money.
但是每一次到了长周末，他就跟我说 bye bye, see you someday.
But whenever long weekend comes, they just tell me bye bye, see you someday.
有一次我问他们，这个你们生活的目标是什么呢？
So once I asked them, what's your goal of life?
他们目标还是 enjoy life, 这个享受他们要享受的生活。
Their goal is to enjoy life.
但是你要这样享受的话，哦，那你必须要赚够你的钱才可以。
But in order to enjoy that, you must earn enough money.
所以他们一到长周末就到他们湖边的度假屋去玩。
So whenever long weekend comes, they go enjoy at their vacation house near the lake.
这种生活已经在你不经意的时候成为我们许多人的梦想。
This kind of life unconsciously become most of our dreams.
所以我们从一开始我们就这样的追求。
Because from the beginning, we start to seek after those.
我们在明城那里服侍一些大学生。
As I'm in
Minneapolis,
we are serving some college students.
这大学生忙得不得了。
Those college students are so busy.
比我们当时在这里读书忙得多了。
Much busier back then when I was studying.
我问他们为什么你这么忙呢？
So I asked them why are you so busy?
你如果哪一个科目啊毕业就很好了。
Isn't that you just graduate from a certain major or subject?
那他们说我要拿两个。
And they say I would like to get double major.
我还问到有人要三个。
And some will get three majors.
那我越接触多，我发现他们之间这个都是往这方面去。
And the more I talk to them, the more I realize they're all going toward the same direction.
到他们都考完试了，我说那这个当然在读书这么忙不会聚会。
Of course, when they are so busy studying, they never come to meeting.
放假了，有时间了，那来聚会查经，好不好？
So after when they have vacation, then I say, why don't you come and study Bible together?
全部去度假。
They all go on vacation.
找不到人。
We could not find anyone.
我们不小心的话，这个成为我们每一个从青少年的时候就是所追求的。
If we are not careful, it becomes our what we seek since the teenager's time.
我们这个像中年人啊，孩子还不太大的啊，这些做父母的。
For us middle-aged parents whose children are still young,
我们也服侍了一批这些的人。
We also have served a group of people like this.
你跟他聊天没问题。
It is okay if you just chat with them.
啊，你跟他，你请他说，哎，你要不要来聚会？很久不见你了。
Then whenever we invite them to come to a gathering,
他说我忙得不得了。
They say that I'm so busy.
不过你真的看他所排的日子，的确是很忙。
It's true when you see his daily schedule, truly busy.
礼拜一要带孩子去啊，去做这个礼拜二、礼拜三，每天都排满。
Every single day of the week is fully scheduled.
有一个太太有一天问我。
One of the wives one day asked me,
他说，你们这些家长为什么要每一个孩子都去学钢琴呢？
Why is it that each of your parents bring each one of your kids to learn piano?
他说，你的儿子有没有学钢琴呢？
Does your son learn to play piano?
我说有。
I said yes.
但是我让我孩子我儿子学钢琴啊，我有目的的。
She said that there's a purpose that I let my son to learn piano.
我愿意我孩子学钢琴乃是以后活着他长大有机会在教会的事情上面有点服侍。
She said that I would like my child to learn piano so that later when he grows up, he's able to participate in the service in the meeting.
太太不信主，我没法告诉他这个原因。
Because this lady is not a believer, therefore I cannot tell her this reason.
所以当我看到不管是信主的跟不信主的，每天忙着送孩子。
Therefore, I see both believers or non-believers daily. They send their kids to activities.
有一次我到台湾去。
Once I went to Taiwan.
这个我遇到一个弟兄。
I met a brother.
我就跟他说，我们交通了一下，我就跟他说，哎，我们工作是为了养生的。
After some fellowship, I told him that.The reason we work is to have provision for our daily life.
他说，不可能。
He said that's impossible.
我不知道弟兄姊妹的回答是什么。
I don't know what are your answers.
我们年长的弟兄们常常跟我们交通。
Our elderly brothers often share with us.
我们的职业工作只是我们的副业。
Our job or our works are only our
second career.
Second career.
我们的正业乃是侍奉神。
Our vocation is to serve God.
你知道，我们今天很少人能够说我的工作是我的副业。
You know, today we very rarely that we can say that our job is actually our second job.
我们愿意，我们总是要拼命在我的工作上面，我能够有很好的前途。
We always try to have the most successful future in our jobs.
所以如果这个公司有裁员的话，我们就很快，今天很难的哈，以前是很快就跳。
Although it might be harder to do today, but in the past, whenever we hear there's layoff from our companies, immediately we try to find another job.
如果我们真的有心说我要侍奉神。
If truly we have the heart to serve God,
我们不会去找一个薪水很高但是压力很大的一个工作。
We will not try to find a job that have high salary but with a lot of pressure.
如果我们的心真的愿意说主，你在我身上是有你的地位。
If truly our heart tells the Lord that you truly have a great position in my heart,
我们才能够在工作上，我们仍然有足够的时间来侍奉我们的主。
Then we will have enough time from apart from our work to serve the Lord.
所以第一个难处，世界给了我们很多的灌输，世界人所要的，我们也要。
So that the first thing is that the world has told us a lot of things that what the worldly people seek, want, we also want.
我想我们大家都知道，今天整个不管是美国还是全世界，经济都不是很好。
I think everyone knows that not only in the United States, but the whole world is in economical crisis.
很多人以前都要投资，今天有人告诉我说，在商学院投资哲门课要关门了。
Back then, many people would like to invest, but today someone told me that in the business school, this subject called investment already might close down.
你知道在箴言里面有一句话说啊，他说啊，钱会长翅膀飞走的。
You know, in Proverbs, there's a saying that the money will fly away.
我以前听不懂。
Back then, I didn't understand.
这次金融的风暴我听懂。
But finally, I understand under this financial crisis.
很多人的股票一天全部不见了。
A lot of people's stock all of a sudden is gone.
一天里面蒸发掉。
In one day, all evaporated.
所以保罗说啊，不要效法这个世界。
So Paul said, do not follow the form of this world.
我想今天讲这句话大家应该比较听得进去了。
I think today when we talk about this, maybe you pay more
attention. 我们一辈子是否都在效法这个世界。
Is it true that all of our entire life is trying to follow upon this
world? 但是你终于发现我照着过去的人教我们怎么做的时候，我们是否失去目标了？
But you finally realize that if we follow what other people taught us, then finally we have lost our direction.
有一次有一个人 我们美国很喜欢把一些金句摆在你的 bumper。
In the United States, we like to put some words, famous words, at the bumper, car's bumper.
有一次有个人贴在那里说 ，I'm lost, don't follow me. 我已经迷失了，不要跟我。
Once there was this bumper sticker says, I'm lost, don't follow me.
我们今天世界所带给我们的没有目标所带来的都是虚空与孤单。
What the world has brought to us, which has no goals, are all in vain and loneliness.
所以今天保罗说，不要效法这个世界。
Therefore, today Paul said that do not follow this world.
他下面他有一句话什么？他说，你要只要心意更新而变化。
But the next verse he says, with the renewing of your mind.
我们不是在这样的情况里面，我们很少愿意读这句话。
If not under such circumstances, very seldom that we like to read this verse.
我们求主给我们，我们的心思需要改。
We do pray that the Lord help us to renew our mind.
你跟着世界跑，你跑不到哪里去。
If you just run after the world, there's no, it's not leading you anywhere.
今天世界给我们的什么都要快，什么都要立刻有啊 ，instant.
The world gives us something that we always have to be instant.
英文有一句话 ，You have speed and no direction leads you to destruction. 这个你有速度，但是你没有方向，你最终是要毁掉你自己的。
Yeah. In English, it says if you have speed but no direction, it leads you to destruction.
所以我们求主在第一个的难处里面，我们求主给我们愿意看到今天世界给我们的。不能真的给我们带来什么东西的。
So with the first difficulty, may the Lord help us to see that what the world gives us really can lead us nowhere.
让我们心智能够改变。
So our mind can be renewed.
我很喜欢马太福音里面有一句话。
I very much like a verse in the book of Matthew.
很多弟兄姊妹都用。
Many brothers and sisters use that.
马太福音六章三十三节里面说，你要寻求他的果与他的义，这一切都要加给你。
In the Gospel book of Matthew chapter 6, it says that first seek his kingdom and righteousness, everything shall be added unto you.
我们靠着主的恩典，我们愿意来寻求，先寻求神的果与他的义。
By Lord's grace, we are willing to first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
看我们的主是不是要引导我们这一生完全没有缺乏的。
And let us see that if our Lord will lead us this entire life without any need, without any want.
第二个难处。
The second difficulty.
乃是我们的私欲上的试探。
Is our lustful temptation.
约翰一书第二章告诉我们说，好，我们第十六节里面讲到，我们有肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。
In the first John chapter 2 verse 16, it tells us that we have the lust of flesh and the lust of eyes and the pride of this life.
什么是私欲呢
？What are lust?
加拉太书里面告诉我们说，第五章哈里面说，奸淫、污秽、仇恨、争竞、纷争、结党。
In the book of Galatians, it tells us that.
519.
In the 519, it tells. It tells us that.It's idolatry, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness.
私欲是每一个人都有的。
Lust is what everyone has.
我们如果不小心，我们都会掉进去。
But if we are not careful, we will all fall into it.
我们要知道，私欲是有它的势力的。
We know that lust has its power.
你一旦被它捆住的话，它可以绑住你，你出不来。
Once being bound, it will bound you and you cannot come out.
如果我们没有正视这件事情的话
，If we do not pay attention to this,
就好像马可福音第四章里面，第十八、十九节里面讲一句话。
Just like what it says of Mark, chapter 4, verse 18 and 19.
他说, 人听了道, 后来有世上的思虑, 钱财的迷惑, 和别样的私欲, 啊, 进来把道挤住了, 就不能够结识。
It's as those they have heard the world, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enter in and choke the world and cannot become fruitful.
他这里说, 当私欲进来了之后, 会把你挤住的。
It says that when the lust enters in, it will choke you.
没办法能够结的结实。
It will not become fruitful.
我们从一开始我们就看到亚当夏娃所犯罪的。
From the very beginning, we see that Adam and Eve have sinned.
他们看到这分别善恶树的果子, 悦人的眼目。
They saw the fruit from the tree of knowledge and evil are desirable, pretty to the eyes.
这是眼目的情欲,
and that's the lust of eyes.
所以他就拿下来吃。
Therefore, they ate it.
你知道他吃了, 我们也吃到嘛, 罪就进了, 进到世间来了。
And you know that as soon as they ate it, then sin enters into a world.
我们也知道在旧约有一个先知叫巴兰。
And also in the Old Testament, there was this prophet called Balaam.
巴兰是先知。
Balaam was a prophet.
他应该是传达神的话。
He should pass on God's word.
但是他有一个很大的私欲, 就是贪财。
However, he has a very great lust that
他没有好好对付过他那个贪财的问题。
He was lust after money and he has never been dealt with.
就当巴勒来找他的时候, 叫他咒诅以色列民。
So when Balak came to seek him to curse the Israelites,
当钱够多的时候, 他就要去了。
When there was enough money, then he wanted to go.
但你发现每一次, 他咒诅没办法咒诅。
But you realize that every time he wanted to curse, but he could not.
他每一次都是祝福。
Every time it becomes blessing.
所以最后他给巴勒有个建议。
So at the very end, he suggests to Balak,
你要胜过这一批民吗?
Would you like to overcome those people?
你只要跟以色列民通婚。
So just have the intermarriage with the Israelites.
神自己就要动手。
Then God himself will lift up his hand.
我们知道巴兰的结局蛮悲惨的。
We know the result of Balaam was very sad.
So 我们知道巴兰在这里是完全做了一个反见证。
So Balaam there really testified negatively.
如果我们对这个试探与我们的私欲，我们不正面面对的话， 我们必定受很大的亏损。
If we do not face our temptations and the lust, we truly will fall short.
我们不能够说, 反正我们都是罪人。
We cannot say that we are sinners anyway.
这是有人告诉我, 所以我们都会犯罪。
That's what someone else told me, that we will sin anyway.
那我们都到主面前去求主赦免, 那就事情解决了。
And if we just all go to repent and ask Lord's forgiveness,
保罗说,
then it's been
done
with. Then Paul said, definitely not.
因为这件事情在我们如果说我要见证我的主，这件事我们要面对的。
Because if we would like to witness our Lord, then that's something we have to face.
彼得前书告诉我们说，这个五章八节，他说仇敌好魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says that the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he might devour.
你我今天有个选择。
Today, you and me have a choice.
我们是否要做那可以被吞噬的人？
Whether we would like to become someone that can be devoured.
所以面对这个试探的事, 我们有几件事我们要去做。
So when we face temptations, there are several things we will do.
第一个,我们需要知道这个危险,所以我们要警醒。
First of all, we shall know its danger, therefore we shall be alert.
我们今天在地上,我们虽然蒙恩得救,但是我们很常过的生活都是蛮随便的。
Today on earth, although we have been saved by grace, but our life is actually not being alert.
我们过一个蛮放松的生活。
And our life is loose.
我们要什么,我们就去拿什么。
Whatever we want, we try to get it.
我常常被罗德的事 有很多的提醒。
Often I'm being reminded by the story of Lot.
当亚伯拉罕给他有个选择，说你去，整个地都在你面前，你去选吧。
When Abraham gave him the choice that, look, this land is before you, so you can pick.
罗德一看，哇，一片是山地，一边是平原。我们一般的想法，怎么会要山地呢？
When Lot saw the one side are full of mountains, the other side are plain, so most likely how can we want the mountains?
所以我们很自然的选择平原。
So very normally we just pick the plain.
因为我们所要的比较舒服一点。
Because we would like to be more comfort.
所以他就住到平原去了。
So he lived on the plain.
你要知道，当我们私欲或者试探来试探我们的时候，如果是突然间很大的改变，我们都会很警觉的。
You know that when the lust comes to tempt us, if it's a great change all of a sudden, then we will become alert.
但是圣经告诉我们说，这个罗德的一直往索多玛去，是渐渐的挪移帐篷的。
But the Bible tells us that as Lot moved to Sodom, he actually slowly moved his tent.
英文有一个字叫做 desensitize， 我们对那个世界这个怎么样的污秽啊，这个我们慢慢没太大的感觉了。
Because there's this word called desensitize. That is, we start to lose our sensitivity toward the corruption of the world.
所以我们看到哈，罗德的结局也是很悲惨。
So we also see the result of Lot was also tragic.
圣经告诉我们说他是一个义人。
Bible told us that he is a righteous man.
但他蒙拯救，因为亚伯拉罕为他祷告。
He was saved because Abraham prayed for him.
而最后他紧紧的得救。
So, but at the end, he barely got saved.
他在索多玛，他是一个灯，但他没有发光的。
In Sodom, he was a light, but it was not lightened up.
第二个，我们需要逃避的。
And also, second thing is that
保罗对提摩太说，你要逃避少年的私欲。
Paul told Timothy that you should flee from the youthful lust.
千万不要以为提摩太那时候是少年。
Definitely don't think Timothy was a young man.
我们就算今天到中年老年，保罗的话还是说你要逃避少年的私欲。
Even today in the middle age or elderly, that Paul still say that you have to flee from the youthful lust.
因为这个私欲在你我里面。
Because this lust is within you and me.
我有一次遇到一个弟兄。
Once I met a brother.
很久没有见了。
Haven't seen him for a long time.
我说，你可以把你的电邮给我吗？以后保持联络。
I asked him if he could give me his email, then we can keep in touch.
他说我没有电邮。
He said I do not have email.
我想一想，这什么年代了，你还没有电邮
？Then I thought, what kind of time it is that you don't even have email?
他说我也没有电脑。
He said that I also don't have computer.
哇，我这个，我说，你是很特别的人哈，那为什么没有呢
？Then I said that you're very special. Then why not?
所以他就告诉我，他说我不能够有一个 PC at home.
He told me that I cannot have a PC at home.
因为他说我没办法拒绝不上网而看我不该看。
He said because I cannot resist not go online to.Look at what I should not see.
所以我只能够没有电脑在我家里。
Therefore, the only way I do is I don't put any PC at my home.
不要看我们弟兄这个好像很懦弱哈。
Don't think that our brother is weak.
怎么电脑都胜不过
？Can I even overcome the PC?
但是这是很真实的事。
But those are very realistic.
他跟我说的时候，他已经两年没有电脑在家里。
When he told me that already he had 2 years without computer.
他说你要跟我联络，打电话。
He said if you like to contact me, just call me.
我们弟兄是看到他有这个软弱，他也看到这个是何等大的危险。
Because our brother has seen his weakness and see how dangerous that is.
所以主说我们要逃。
Therefore the Lord said we have to flee.
逃不是懦弱的表现。
To flee does not mean it's weak.
乃是主已经吩咐说，这是我们该做的。
Because the Lord has commanded us, this is what we should do.
那圣经后面也说，你要与那倾心祷告主的人一同追求。
And the Bible also tells us that you have to seek with those call upon the Lord of pure heart.
主的话常常给我们说, 好像负面要去做一些什么事, 但是也给我们正面应该怎么做。
Lord often tells us that negatively we should not do something, but also positively we should do something.
当我们能够正面的话, 你发现我们 主不单是保守我们, 也给我们能够越过,
it positively that you will find that our Lord not only keeping us, but the more we live, the more we're able to overcome.
第三个,
third thing,
乃是我们必须祷告, 向主教我们祷告的, 不叫我们遇到试探,
is that we shall pray like our Lord has taught us, that deliver us out of temptation.
你的试探的目的是要我们犯罪, 或者要我们远离神。
The purpose of temptation is to lead us to sin or let us away from God.
这个试探在我们周遭,
the temptation is around us.
我们要求主救我们, 不叫我们遇到试探。
We have to pray that our Lord lead us not into temptation.
所以我们不要轻看这私欲上的试探。
So we cannot look light upon this lustful temptation.
第三个,
third thing,
这第三个难处,
the third difficulty,
乃是环境给我们的试炼与苦难,
is the test from the circumstances and the sufferings.
这个在路加福音第8章13节里面说,
in the Gospel book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 13 says,
他说那里人听了道, 欢喜地领受, 但是因为心中没有根, 啊, 不过是暂时的相信, 当遇到试炼就退后。
It says that when they heard, they received the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in the time of temptation fall away.
今天当我们讲到我们人生的苦难也好,难处也好, 是非常真实的。
It is very real when we talk about our life sufferings or temptations.
我们遇到有人被裁员,
some people got laid off.
我们那边有一些这个要,这个研究生要毕业了, 他们很愁苦,
there are some graduate students going to graduate, but they are very sad that they cannot find jobs.
今天各种病都有,
and today, all kinds of illness are here.
家庭问题一大堆,
and there are so many home, the domestic home problems.
我们今天所看到的乃是许多愁眉苦脸的脸孔,
and today, we see so many sorrowful, sad faces.
当我们愁苦的时候, 我们就埋怨, 怨天尤人。
When we are sad, we start to complain about God or people.
如果我们既然在许多弟兄姊妹面前也好, 在朋友面前也好, 我们只是见证一件事, 我人生非常的苦。
If before friends or even before brothers and sisters, if we only witness one thing,
你知道当我们里面苦毒啊, 显在你脸上,
you know, our bitterness inside will show upon your face.
你就算笑, 你还是很苦的笑。
Even if you smile, it's still bitter.
我们在这个苦难的里面,
in the midst of sufferings,
但是主要在此里, 常常用环境, 要来唤醒我们沉睡的心。
Is that Lord would like to use circumstances to awaken our sleeping heart?
环境常常是神来工作在我们身上一个个管道。
The circumstances are a channel that God will work on us.
你知道我们身体有时候会痛。
You know, our bodies sometimes are painful.
你知道会痛, 其实是一个祝福。
Actually, to feel the pain is a blessing.
这个你痛的时候, 你在跑步, 你痛, 你会慢下来。
When you are jogging, then if you feel painful, then you will slow down.
你知道我有个同事, 过去有个同事, 他脚是没有感觉的。
In the past, I have a colleague, he has no feelings of his legs.
他有一次在他的 cabin里面, 他在 弄东西的时候, 他后面着火了。
Once when he was doing something, but at his back was on fire.
他完全不知道他整个背后是着火的。
He had completely no feeling that his back was on fire.
后来有他有家人走过看到了, 赶快把他扑灭。
And later, one of his family members passed by and saw it and put out the fire.
因为他没有痛的感觉。
Because he has no feeling of pain.
痛使我们能够 身体有痛的话，至少我们会注意，哎，我出了什么毛病呢？
Whenever we feel pain on our bodies, at least we get alert and see what's happening to us.
我们在生活中，神给我们环境上遇到一些的难处。
In our life, Lord has given us some difficulties in our circumstances.
乃是给我们一个警告。
Is to give us a warning.
我们的生活可能路走不对了。
Maybe our life has gone a wrong direction.
我们应该开始正视这个问题。
We shall start to pay attention to it.
我们不是只是用逃，这个不是逃的，这个我们要正视。 为什么我会遇到这些事情？
We have to face it and to know why we have encountered those things.
神常常用环境要我们更多认识他。
God often uses circumstances to lead us to know him more.
我们在环境中，我们要求主给我们有恩典，能够回头。
Under circumstances, we have to pray to the Lord to give us the grace to turn back.
神给我们这个环境，乃是要我们能够转向他。
God has given us such circumstances is to lead us return unto Him.
圣经里面给我们最好的例子就是约伯。
One of the best examples in the Bible is Job.
在约伯的感觉里面，我一直都不错的。
In Job's feeling, he thinks he's definitely he has
been good. 他为着他的孩子。 他常常都来进到神的面前为他们认罪。
For his children, he often comes before God to repent for them.
但当他遇到这么大的苦难的时候，他不明白。
So when he faced such great suffering, he couldn't understand.
但是我们发现，到他跟他经过这个难处的时候，
But we realize that as we go through the difficulty,
他最后说什么？他说， 我从前风闻有你。
He said that back then I only heard about you.
我今天亲眼看见你。
And today I truly see you.
我就在尘土与炉灰中懊悔。
And I repent in the ash and dust.
我们今天很多时候会后悔我所做了这件事，带出这个结果。
Today we often regret that what I have done has brought such results.
我要下次聪明一点，不要再走上同一条路上。
So next time I should be smarter and not walk on the same way.
但是我们其实没有改。
But actually we did not change.
所以如果我们有点经历的，你发现我们能够悔改的话，能够改，这是主的恩典。
So for those of us who have some experience, we realize that if we are really able to repent and change, so we shall have a heart to ask the Lord, let us repent.
因为当我们悔改，我们发现所有的难处都是主变相的祝福。
As we repent, we realize that all those difficulties are actually the disguised blessing from the Lord.
其实很多时候，这些难处也没有真的很大，主都对我们很有恩典，很怜悯我们。
And most of the time, those difficulties were not so great as He's been so merciful to us.
只是我们都把它放大，越放越大，所以难处看起来非常大。
But we just all exaggerate them, and so therefore the difficulty becomes so great.
但如果我们能够转向神之后，
But after we turn to God,
你看见主为我们所铺的路。 是你没想过的。
Then you will see the way that God has paid for us is something we have never imagined.
当然有时候这些难处可能真的很大。
But of course, sometimes the difficulties might be really great.
有一个弟兄20多岁他就信主。
There's a brother, he believed the Lord in his 20s.
但是他信主之后， 因为自己也蛮有本事，他就往世界一直追求。
But after he believed the Lord, because he was also capable, therefore he just seek the world.
所以他后来成为医生。
Then he became doctor, physician.
拼命的要赚钱。
Just try to earn money.
他也不满足于只当一个医生。
And he was not satisfied just to be a doctor.
所以到他40岁出头，他当上了医院的院长。
So around his early 40s, he became the chief of a hospital.
就在他人生里面, 看起来站在最高峰的时候,
Just as he seems to be at the highest point of his life,
他突然发现他得到肝癌,
then he suddenly realized he has the liver cancer.
因为他是院长, 所以他可以找很多都是专门的医生, 清楚地诊断,
because he was the head of the hospital, therefore he can find a lot of specialists.
最后的诊断, 他的确是得到肝癌, 并且是末期的。
And the final diagnosis was that he truly got liver cancer and it was the last stage.
他完全绝望。
He truly was hopeless.
他把地上所有能够找到的方法去医他, 就是来诊断这件事, 都已经证实他得到这个。
And he had tried to find all those things on earth, tried to diagnose that he truly has got it.
今天我们所知道肝癌差不多宣布你死亡。
Today we know that to have liver cancer also means to proclaim your death.
后来他遇到一个弟兄，弟兄说你不是信耶稣的吗？
And later he met a brother and the brother told him that don't you believe on Jesus?
为什么你不向神求呢？
Why don't you seek after God?
他那时候心灵被唤醒。
At that time he was awakened.
他说我不好意思求神医治我。
He said, I feel ashamed to seek God to heal me.
他说我只愿意在我死之前能够看到神的荣耀。
But I'm willing to see God's glory before I die.
但因为他是医生，他也是院长。
But because he's a doctor and also head of a hospital,
所以他总是决定要换肝。
So he has decided to do the liver transplant.
他说换了肝能够活多两年, 我就活多两年。
He said if after transplant, if I can live two more years, then I'll live two more years.
然后他是院长啊, 所以很多就把他找到一个肝可以换。
Since he's the head of the hospital, therefore he has found a liver for transplant.
当在手术台上, 医生开刀了。
On the operation room when there was surgery.
医生一开刀, 他说, 诶, 我有没有开错了?
And after he cut him up, then the doctor said that, was it the wrong person I'm operating on?
你知道现在开刀很麻烦的哈, 不是很危险的哈, 有时候开刀开错地方, 啊, 他这次是说怕开错人了。
It is very dangerous to have operation. Sometimes it's the wrong place, but this time he was worried it's the wrong person.
他的医生说, 赶快对名字, 这个是肝癌末期的病人啊, 但是这个开起来不像。
So the doctor tried to match up the name because it should be the cancer patient with the last stage of cancer, but it doesn't seem like it.
所以啊, 他后来发现是这个人啊, 但是那个瘤啊, 不是一个有毒的瘤。
But he did realize it is the same person, but the tumor was not cancerous.
并且这个瘤都已经缩小。And
the tumor has shrunk.
那医生说我根本不用割掉那个肝了。And
the doctor said, I don't even have to cut off the liver.
他只是把那个从有毒变成没有毒的那个瘤割掉就好。So
he just removed the tumor that has changed from the cancerous become benign.
所以我们这位弟兄就 就康复过来。So
our brother was recovered.
经过这么大的事,
after such big event,
醒过来了,
he was awakened.
院长不做,
no longer be the head of hospital.
去服侍出去了,
to serve the Lord.
我们今天有许多, 我想我们没有几个人愿意经过这个的哈。
I think not many of us would like to.
有的请举手。
Anyone would like to raise your hand?
我们但愿在没有主要这么大的环境下来, 我们常常能够转向我们的主。
I hope that without such great circumstances, we can often turn to God.
你知道转向主, 乃是180度的转。
You know, to turn to the Lord is to turn 180 degrees.
我本来是往这边走。
Originally, I'm walking this way.
我要转的话, 我要180度往相反的方向走。
To turn 180 degrees is to turn totally the opposite way.
主为什么给我们这些难处呢?
Why does the Lord give us all those difficulties?
乃是给我们经历我们的主是怎样的一位主。
Is to experience to let us experience what kind of Lord.
我们对我们的主不能够是听别人说的。
We cannot just hear about our Lord from others.
别人说的永远是二手。
What others said are always second hand.
我们必须第一手去经历的。
We have to experience Him firsthand.
因为主要我们见证什么呢？
So what does the Lord want us to?
主要最少要我们见证他是真的。
At least the Lord wants us to witness that He is real.
他是活的。
He is living.
是我可以信的。
He's someone I can trust.
如果今天有人问你, 你信得过你所信的主吗?
If someone asks you today, do you really believe the Lord you believe?
我们如果很诚实的话, 我们可能讲不出来。
If we are really honest, we might not be able to answer.
主经过一些的事情给我们知道, 主是爱我的。
But after some things that we know that our Lord really loves us.
我们的观念里面, 所有难处都是主不爱我。
In our concept, we think all the difficulties are because the Lord does not love us.
但是我们知道, 经过的人都能够说, 这都是出于主的爱。
And we know that all those who have experienced, we know that all are from His love.
我们经过这些事, 我们才能够 毫无胆怯, 那个胆怯还是没有亏心啊, 但是讲到我的主是真的。
After going through all those experiences, we are able to, without any fear, that we know that our Lord is true.
我的主是活的。
Our Lord is living.
请你们都与我一起能够来信靠我们的主。
So, all of you please that just believe unto my Lord.
主要我们见证他是能够改变人的。
And the Lord would like us to witness that He is someone able to transform people.
今天人在地上, 尽量用各样的方法, 想要改一个人。
Or on earth today, that everyone else uses all kinds of ways to change someone.
如果我们想这样能够改得到的话, 那我们不需要来到主面前了。
If those ways are able to change someone, then we don't have to come before the Lord.
事实告诉我们说, 你想改一个人, 改不了。
But the fact tells us that if we want to change someone, you cannot.
但是主的生命能够改变我们。
But Lord's life is able to change us.
我们过去, 我们有姊妹经过, 大家信主之前, 跟一些朋友们都在一起, 很多朋友在一起。
In the past, a sister experienced that she was with many friends
过来,
before she believed the Lord.
但后来这, 姊妹信主了,
and after she believed the Lord,
过一段时间,
after a certain time,
这是朋友们都说, 你怎么跟我不同国了?
And all those friends say that seem that you are in a different kingdom than I.
过去我们都是在一起的。
Back then, we're all together.
今天不是因为你信耶稣恨我们了。
And today, not because after you believe the Lord, you hate us.
乃是我们发现, 你跟我不同国。
But that we realize that you are totally in different kingdom than us.
主的生命, 是从里面帮助我们完全有一个不同的一个生活形态。
Lord's life is to help us from inside to have a totally different lifestyle.
不是别人叫你咬紧牙关地活出来的。
Not that other people tell you that you must live out.
你活不出来的,你只是做出来的。
You cannot live out, but you're just trying to act.
主要我们见证主是我的满足。
Lord would like us to witness that He is our satisfaction.
我们会愁苦, 乃是我们不满足。
We feel sorrowful is because we are not satisfied.
我总觉得你比我好。
We always feel that you are better than
你有的我没有, 我实在不甘心。
You have something that I don't have, so I'm not satisfied.
我不能够满足。
Therefore, I'm not satisfied.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要学会做一个感恩的人。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to learn to be someone grateful.
当一个人懂得感恩的话, 他就会有喜乐。
When someone knows how to give thanks, then he's able to find joy.
我今天看到有很多人, 哇, 他很, 好像很多钱哦。
Today I see many people seem really wealthy.
我们不要羡慕。
Do not envy them.
我们要活在主今天给我们多少就活多少。 Live within our limit.
We have to live without being
within our limit.
We have to live within our limit.
如果我们主给我们多少，我们就如何生活。你是最喜乐的人。
And if we live within our limit, then we live that way. You are the most joyful person.
并且你在见证说，主你是供养我的。
And also you testify that Lord, you are my provision.
你知道这些整个里面呢，乃是整个事情，乃是告诉我们说，我们要信我们的主。
因为 everything is telling us that we have to
trust our Lord. 他是活的，是真的，他要负我一切的责任。
He is real, he's alive, and then he will take care of everything on me.
所以啊，愿主啊赐我们这样的心愿。
So may the Lord give us such a heart.
用任何的环境引导我们，光照我们。
Use any kind of circumstances to lead us and to lighten us.
使我们的眼睛常常得开。
So our eyes are often being open.
我们能够更深的认识我的主。
And we can know our Lord even more.
我才能够从心底里告诉人说我的主是多么的真实。
Then from the bottom of my heart, I'm able to tell others how real is my Lord.
也求主光照，给我们看到更多认识我们自己。
And may the Lord enlighten us that so we know ourselves even more.
一个人会改变，不是别人叫的。
When someone able to change, not because others ask him.
乃是里面已经蒙神的光照。
But because we are being enlightened by God.
自己起来愿意回头的。
So we stand up and willing to turn around.
求主帮助我们，常常能够转向他。
May the Lord help us so we can often turn on to Him.
有一次有个弟兄聚会说，问了一个问题，他说：“你最后一次悔改是什么时候？”
A brother at the meeting asked a question that when was the last time you repent?
如果你要想的话，这个我们求主啊施恩。
If you still have to think about it, then may the Lord be gracious.
如果我们常活在主的面前
，If we often live before Him,
我们几乎是常常都需要悔改。
It's almost that we often have to repent.
我刚刚弟兄说，我们这个今年是最后一个礼拜。
And our brother say that this is the last weekend.
啊，我都忘记了。
I almost forgot.
这个说求主在我们新的一年里面。
So may the Lord in our new year.
我们都有一个祷告。
We have the same prayer.
我们主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
给我们啊，切实的得着我们。
Truly gain us.
使我们在这个黑暗的世代里面。
So in this dark generation.
我们不只是一个灯。
Not only we are light.
是一个能够发光的灯。
But the light that's lighten up.
能够在我们的生命中。供应一切有需要的人。
So in our life, we can be the provision of all those who need it.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，我们今天能够一同相聚在你的面前，实在是你的恩典。
It is truly your grace that we can gather together before you.
主啊，我们求你常开我们的眼，给我们看到你是用永远的爱来爱我们。
Lord, pray that you often open our eyes so we can see that you have loved us with the eternal love.
主啊，求你给我们不再误会你，给我们放胆的来跟随你。
So without any misunderstanding, we can just boldly to follow you.
主啊，在新的一年要来。
This new year is coming.
主啊，给我们真的在各样的环境中，我们都能够发出感谢赞美的声音。
Help us to always give thanksgiving and praise under all kinds of circumstances.
知道我们交托给你，你必定负我们一切的责任。
We know that as we entrust everything unto you, you will take care of us.
主啊，我们在这里求你怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
给我们一生都能够做一个好好跟随你的人。
So we can follow you for the rest of our lives.
以致我们的地上真的能够成为你活的见证人。
So we can truly become the living witnesses for you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.